Lesson 5. Literature. Page 52. Exercise 2. Read and listen to the story. Check your answers to exercise 1.
Meeting Rana. Today, I watched a Paralympic sports event. These are sports for people with a disability. There was the final of the wheelchair tennis, and an Egyptian girl won. She was so fast. The next day, I was very surprised because I saw the tennis player in the wheelchair. I was with some friends in a cafe, and she was at the next table. "I watched you win your tennis game yesterday," I said to her. "What an achievement! You were amazing!" "Thank you," said Rana. She looked at me and said, "Do you play tennis too?" "No." I laughed because I too used a wheelchair. I couldn't walk after I had a sickness when I was a child. "Don't laugh," said Rana. "You can play tennis like me if you want. I can help you." Then Rana told me her story. She was always good at sports, and she was very good at tennis. "Don't play tennis against Rana," her older sister Malik always said. "If I play her, I lose every time. She's so good." Rana liked to play tennis after school and on the weekends. "I think she'll play at Wimbledon one day," said her father. "Or perhaps she'll join the Egyptian Olympic team," said her mother. One day, something terrible happened. Rana was crossing the road when a car hit her. She had to go to hospital for many weeks. "I'm sorry, but you won't walk again, Rana," said the doctor. "You'll have to use a wheelchair." Rana was very sad. It took her a long time to understand that although she could not walk, she could do many things. Her father told her about wheelchair tennis, and soon she was playing the sport every week. A year later, she joined the Paralympic tennis team, and now she was a champion. And that was when I saw her. "If you want to play tennis, don't let your wheelchair stop you," Rana said. "Now, I'm playing wheelchair tennis every week, too. Perhaps one day, I'll join a Paralympic tennis team like Rana."